Gentlemen, we are continuing with the halachas of Sfiras HaOmer. We have been learning about the Zman. We spoke about if somebody asks you while you're answering, fascinating topic which we discussed on Thursday night. There's more fascinating halachas which are going to surface tonight. And that's, we're up to the Ramah, bottom of page 190. So this is halfway through Sif Dalet, and the halacha is as follows: Hagog Sheyagia Hazman. What happens when the Zman comes, the time of Sfiras HaOmer? So when the time comes that you are meant to count Sfiras HaOmer, Asurin Lechol Ad Sheyispoil. You are not allowed to eat until you've actually counted. Asurin Lechol Ad Sheyispoil. Ve'afilu and even. Even if you've actually started eating, and it is really the time of counting, poisek, you have to stop, discontinue the surf, and you've got to count. However, if you started eating your meal before the Zman, you started your meal before the Zman, say long before the Shkia, you started your meal, then you don't have to interrupt. Ella, rather, you continue eating, and you can count afterwards. So you can continue, you don't have to stop, and you count after the meal. Now this is extremely relevant, boys, that's extremely relevant. So, firstly, what we've got to understand is the background, which is a basic background, which is that we've got a general rule, which is unfortunately very often forgotten, that whenever it comes to a mitzvah, be it the reisa, be it the rabbonon, whenever the zman comes of the mitzvah, we have to stop. Chazal were very concerned when there's mitzvahs and you're starting to eat, whilst really you're meant to perform the mitzvah, you're going to forget. We all know what we look like when we eat. And therefore we get very engaged and get very busy and we forget the world around us. Therefore Chumi said, okay, listen here, I've got a mitzvah for you. I've got to do the mitzvah. And therefore I don't need to get too busy with the... You know, you can eat gesundheit, with pleasure you can eat, but first do the mitzvah. Otherwise, you might forget it. This is true, we are very familiar with this. I think probably the most radical, the most extreme, the most, how should we say, example when it comes to Megillah. In theory, Tanis Esther is finished. In theory, Tanis really you could start eating after the Tanis. But we don't eat yet. We don't even drink yet. Because we're going to listen to the Megillah. Why? It's already Nacht. It's already after the Tanis. Why don't we just break the fast and eat? The answer is, you're right, the Tanis is finished. But there's another problem now. What kicks in now is, you've got to listen to the Megillah. And you may not eat before the Megillah. So there's nothing to do with the Tanis anymore, nothing to do with the fast. It's got to do with a separate Issa. You may not eat before performing the mitzvah once the Zman of the mitzvah starts. This is true throughout all the mitzvahs. And in reality, it's quite bizarre. And I know some Talmidim are very concerned and bothered about the fact that when it comes to Kiryas Shema Shel Arvis, when it comes to a regular Maariv by night, so I'm not talking about the summer, but when it comes to the winter months, many, many winter months, Nacht is very early, and there's a mitzvah Seder Reise of saying Shema, and sometimes we're going to eat before, depending on when it's really the very early winter, it may not apply, but there's quite a few weeks and months that we're just about to, the Zman of Maariv has really come, really, I meant to say Shema per Nacht already, and yet we start eating, and really it's hard to find a justification for that, because like with any other mitzvahs, Shema also is a mitzvah that kicks in by night, and therefore really from before Maariv already, from before Shema already, from half an hour before Nacht, you're not really allowed to start eating. We're going to see exceptions shortly, but I just want to bring the concept and the background information. We've got to be really clear about this. So the same applies also with regards to Sfiras HaOmer. Now Sfiras HaOmer is also time bound, and Shulchan Aruch says that, the Ramah says, he's actually quite lenient, because really we find in some halachas that from a half an hour beforehand already you may not start eating. We don't go that far when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer. When the Zman of the counting starts, that's when you're not allowed to eat anymore. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is actually, and we don't start a half an hour before. What time is he referring to? What time are we meant to count and we may not start eating? What time is that? When is that? What halachic time is that? What would you say? Yeah. So, although we could have considered that maybe it's Penash Moshe's Shkia, because we learned that B'dievet Yoytzedem, but the Mishtabura clearly paskens, in Zevkot Chav Gimel, I'm going to see that right now, which is the first wide line, that it's talking about Nacht. So Zevkot Chav Gimel, Kshigia Azman, Roitzeloyma, Tzeisa Kichovim, by Nacht, Va'afilim Kvar Ispal Kiya Shema B'tfilim, whether you've davened Shema already in Ma'ariv or not. So it could be that you davened Mincha Ma'ariv early. Nevertheless, it doesn't matter at all in terms as far as Fiyasoyim is concerned. You still got to count. You got to count with the bracha, and you may not eat as soon as it's nacht. You've got to count now, and it doesn't make a difference that you've davened already. So if you daven mincha ma'ariv early, with pleasure, but don't forget that now that nacht comes, you've got a mitzvah, probably the rabbanon, perhaps the reisa. You've got to count. So you may not eat anymore. Don't forget, it is anywhere a problem of Shema Tfila. You're not allowed to start eating before Shema and Davening. And Achronim Paskin, the truth is, says the Mishtabur, that the Achronim have decided that we are normally stringent already half an hour before this man, i.e., a half an hour before Nacht. So really, there could have been a strong argument to say that from a half an hour before Nacht, you may not start eating yet. So that would have meant, today, what time was Shkia today? It's pretty much now, no? Like 8:12, 8:13, 8:14, no? Something like that. So, never mind, now you're not allowed to start eating. Pardon?
But today was 8:15.
Right, so it's approximately that. So, even a half an hour beforehand, already you're not allowed to start eating. That's according to those posts. However, the Mishnah is lenient. Nowadays, he says that there is normally the Shamash, the Gaber, he proclaims, he announces, he reminds us to count, and therefore, we don't have to be stringent a half an hour beforehand. We can just have the aloha that we may not eat from Nacht onwards. I'm just thinking now, what does that appear to you nowadays, 2020, with regards to the half an hour beforehand? He says you don't have to be stringent with regards to the half an hour beforehand, because there's somebody going to remind you. The Gabba is going to remind you. Because that, nowadays, is anybody going to remind us? Perhaps, yes. Pardon?
If you've set someone to remind you, you've got a text that comes in.
Yeah.
Or you've asked someone to remind you.
Yeah. So you said that you're saying that nowadays people, it might not be the gabba of the shul, but somebody else is going to remind you. Yeah, perhaps. Okay, either way, the Mishnah Berurah paskens that from half an hour beforehand you don't have to worry, but certainly from nacht you may not start eating. It's not only with regards to eating. Mishnah Berurah Zivkot Chavdalet says, "Le'achol bo'adin sham melachis k'dal tzim reish lamed beis reish lamed hey." It's not only with regards to eating. There's other very overwhelming engagements, shall we say. There's melachis. There's certain things which overtake your mind and soul completely. Those you're also not allowed to do when nacht starts. So, what would be a contemporary example for that? You're just not allowed to start busy. Very overwhelming matters. Don't start that when Nacht comes, because you've got to count. What would be an example for that nowadays? Yeah, that's very true with regards to B'tikas Chometz. Absolutely, don't stop B'tikas Chometz. Yeah, I'm just thinking nowadays, when it comes to Sfiras HaOyma, when the Nacht comes, you shouldn't start overly overwhelming like operations that is going to take your whole mind. You've got to count first. It's not, and only then proceed with your businesses. Halacha Lemaisa, I want to say there's a bit of a tricky point over here. What the Mishtibur seems to be saying, what the Mishtibur seems to be saying, that what the Mishnah seems to be saying is that when the Zman comes, you may not start eating, and you have to count. There's a bit of a problem over here. Is that really what we do? So when Nacht comes, say in a regular year, not like this year, unfortunately, in a regular year that you'd go to a late Maariv, a 10 o'clock Maariv, a quarter past 10 Maariv, a half past 10 Maariv. What are you meant to do? Are you meant to count when Nacht? Nacht is what time? What time is Tzitzit Kechavim? 9:20. Are you meant to count at 9:15 in its own independently and daven Maariv later? So you're gonna daven Maariv without counting the Oymer, or are you meant to leave it for now and count together with the minion after Maariv?
Probably better with a minion, I would have thought.
Yeah, so you said it's better with a minion. Does anybody agree or disagree with that?
Agree.
Agree, you agree. You also feel it's better to rather not have. So I'm very unsure what the opinion of the Mishtibu is on this. I know there are many people that believe that it is, like you're saying, that there's a big advantage of counting with a minion, A. B, there's a strong argument also to say that the whole reason why you have to count early is because you may forget. But if you're going to daven with a minion later, which the minion itself is going to count, you're not going to forget because the minion is davening. So that reason doesn't apply either. Therefore, a lot of people feel that it is better, as you said, it's better to daven later and you're going to count later too. There is, however, poskim who disagree with that. And they say that no, that based on what we're seeing now, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to do anything before counting. Therefore, all the restrictions apply and you have to really count straight away when Nacht comes. And I know there's some people that would say that. If you remember, there's also a Zizin Maktimim and Mitzvahs, show his count as soon as possible. So there are people who hold, no, forget it. You count as soon as it's Nacht, you count. And even if Maariv is later, don't worry about it. You're going to have Maariv later. It's not that. But it's hard to find the source and the Makoir that there is an Indian of counting the Omer with a minion. It's not basic halacha. It seems to be something which is more no clear makoyot to see that counting with a minion. So it says, you know what? You do the ikke halacha now, and it's the main thing to count in its right time. You count with nacht and forget about and daven later Maariv with the tzibur. So there's two arguments, but the opinion of the Mishnah, I'm not sure how it would hold. I'm not sure. Either way, once you've started eating, you may continue eating. So say Shalosh Shudas yesterday. We all started Shalosh Shudas before Shkia. And he came already, let's say you can't continue until Nacht. And you had a bit of a long Shalosh Shudas. And now you don't have to stop. You don't have to stop. That's what we're saying. The Gemara says you don't have to stop Shalosh Shudas in order to count your Oymer. You don't have to do that. Since you started the meal Beheta in its permitted time, since you started eating before Shkia, you started long before Nacht, obviously, so therefore you are allowed to continue eating without worrying about Shkia Oymer. And you don't have to stop. Yeah, that's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens. That's what the Gemara paskens. Okay. Right, okay, this is Siv Dalet. So, Lemaisa, Halach Lemaisa, I don't have an absolutely clear, I don't see a clear cut psak in the Mishnah Berurah about when is the right time to count. Do you feel anything? Do you sense anything in the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah? What do you feel? When is the right time to count? If you daven later?
I don't see anything to gain by counting with a minion, because first of all, Zizim Maktimim, the mitzvahs, if you count early, and you're going to be answering Amen when you daven later with a minion anyway. So why not count earlier?
So you're saying that really there's only gains and no losses by counting straight away by Ma'ariv. Yeah. It could be. I'm going to mention one opinion, which holds. There's a Moshe Feinstein who holds that todi v'sheinu todi a todi koydem, that you always have to do the frequent mitzvah before the non-frequent mitzvah first. So it could be that he would hold the also that todi v'sheinu todi a todi koydem, and therefore you're meant to say Shema Amari before Sfiyah Soima, which is less frequent. But I'm not sure that everybody will agree with that in this kind of scenario.
Set time later on.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, I agree. These are all very valid points. Very valid points. Okay, now we continue with Sifei. Im einu yoida, second line, Sifei. Im einu yoida, acheshbon. What happens if a person doesn't know? Okay, you're not quite sure if it's day 10 or day 11. You're not quite sure. Im einu yoida, acheshbon, v'pasach adait telesayim. And what you did is that you just you started counting. You said the bracha. You didn't count. You copied. You said the bracha with everybody else. This is in a scenario that there was a minion, and you're just counting with everybody else. So you said the bracha, copying everybody else. But whilst you recited the bracha, you had no clue what the actual count is. Could be day 10. Could be day 11. So you don't know what the count is, and you're relying on your friend. What is he going to say? And you were quiet until you heard from your friend, and you completed the counting like your neighbor. So whilst, of course, you're yoitzer, but the chiddush of the halacha is over here, that you're not meant to do that. This is bedyavet. Really, when you count, you ought to know what the correct day it is. You're not meant to count, and relying on what is... You're meant to really know, as you're counting, it's a birkas hamitzvahs, and you're really meant to know, when you're counting, what the correct day it is. Bedyavet... If you didn't know and you counted the correct number, it's still okay. But that is bedyavet. Sif kotten chof ches in Mishnebura. Pasach is a bracha, and you started the bracha. Vesiem kamayo, and you completed, you finished the bracha. Like him, yotze yoytze. Roitzelayim, af bevracha, you even yoytze the bracha. Ta'adayte the achi pasach a bracha vesiem. You counted the bracha. You started the bracha and you completed it and that was in your mind, so that's fine. The starting of the bracha was correct, the ending of the bracha was correct, so it's okay. But yeah, because nevertheless, ideally you're not meant to count like this. Ideally, of course, you're meant to count with the knowledge what the correct night it is. The also lehafsik afilu b'shtikem, not how to interrupt, even being quiet. Ben abrocha la mitzvah yoisim mekdei dibu, you're not meant to interrupt even with a split second if it's unnecessary. So there's a problem of hafsik in this scenario as well. Really, I meant to say the bracha straight away. Following the bracha, you count. Here, you did actually straight away counted, rather you had a quick listen, what's Yenna saying, hoping that he got the night right. So that is interruption, that's not good. There's an interesting question here, a very interesting Shaila, which the post can discuss over here. Would you be able to do the following? Nowadays, this might not be such a relevant Shaila. We've got to appreciate, because we are very, you know, we have got all the technology nowadays, and we've got all the luchos and technology, we're very advanced. But this is a real shaila that happened countless times in previous years. What is the halacha? Imagine somebody finds himself in a foreign, faraway, remote place. He finds himself in Wuhan, in China. And there's no way he can... And he doesn't know it's late by night. He doesn't know what the Kadoim is. He knows it's either 12 or 13. But he's not sure anymore which one it is. But he knows it's either 12 or 13. It's not going to be 10, and it's not going to be 11. and it's not going to be 15 either. He knows it's one of two options. He knows it's either number 5 or number 6. It's not past that, it's not before that. He knows it's one of those two omens. He cannot find out tonight, and that's probably the little bit that is not so likely nowadays in contemporary years. But imagine that there's no way of figuring out what the correct Oyma is. Can you do the following? Can you possibly count two Oymas? Say, okay, listen, I don't know what the Oyma is. I know it's either 5 or 6. I'm making a bracha. Bracha to Hashem Elokim Elik Olam. So Oyma, and then you say, Hayoyim Cham, Mishoyim Elo Oyma, Hayoyim Shishoyim Elo Oyma. And then, I for sure said the right one. Would that work, yes or no?
That's a big deal.
In the Biscay
Shulas, he has that deal about the
dateline. Dateline, oh yeah. Might be relevant. Yeah, absolutely. Dateline is connected. The dateline chart is very much got to do with that. Yeah. So, there are many. Pardon?
If I remember correctly, he wasn't happy with having two counts.
Yeah, so there is Misvora. Some of the Gdolei Achronim want to say Misvora doesn't make sense. Counting is got to be, by definition, a specific, precise, accurate figure. You cannot count wishy-washy. It doesn't go like that. A count is Sfiras Oyma. The definition of Sfiras Oyma is you count one day at a time. You cannot count 2 days at a time. It's a bit like when you dial a phone number. You say it's either, you know, it's either this or that. It doesn't make sense. You've got to have it accurate, precise, spot on. So therefore, you cannot count two Oyma Misofek. However, many poets can bring a raya that it might not be true. But what is true is that in our Mishnah we see there might be another problem. In our Mishnah Bu that we just saw now, there may be a proof that it doesn't work for a very different reason. From our Mishnah Bu, we may see there is a problem for a very different reason to count 2 days Misafek. Because the Mishnah Bu says, you cannot count relying on somebody else's count. Why not? Why not? So the Mishnah Berurah of Kodesh Chavtes taught us Hefsek. It's interruption. So you've got to know when you count what the Oyma is. And if you have a wait in between, that's not good. Now, if you count 2 days, that's also a wait. Because imagine the second day that you're going to mention is the correct day. So you've made a bracha, you've counted the wrong day, and after you're counting the right day. So you have an interruption between the bracha and the right count. And that's an interruption which might be a serious problem. And therefore, counting Misafik is a problem. But as you said, nowadays, dateline is a good one, but generally it's not so common, the Shaila. Yeah. Another interesting Shaila. My brother asked me. I spoke to my brother last week. It's a good question. I don't know why. And I don't know if anybody's got. My brother told me that the Mekoy Chaim, he's a Chavas Yoyer. He asked a question. He said that he doesn't find anywhere. I don't know the answer. There is no other mitzvah that we find that we count 49 times for the same mitzvah. Every mitzvah that we do, we have a Birkas HaMitzvahs. We make a bracha and then we perform the mitzvah. Here, the mitzvah is Sfatim Lachem, we've got a count. And the count is an extended count from 1 to 49. And we count, we break it down into 49 counts. The counting is in 49 counts. And we count for the same mitzvah 49 brachas. Where else do we find 49 brachas on one mitzvah? But sorry, Ian, I think it's a really good question. Any thoughts on that?
It's not machlokes. If it's one big mitzvah.
It is. It is a machlokes. You are saying that according to those who hold that it's 49 mitzvahs, then you've got 49 brachas. You're right. But if you count that it is one mitzvah, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch Lemaisa paskens, then it's very hard to understand. You're right, according to those opinions, it's not so schwer. But according to the... Yeah. So you're saying, okay, I think those are showing him, though, it is an interesting question. How can we count 49 brachas on one mitzvah? Okay, gentlemen, that's it for this evening. Let us summarize what we learned. We learned that there is a general rule. You may not start eating before we count. Once you've started eating, if you started be'issa, you've got to stop. If you started be'heta, before the zman, then you'll have to continue. We learned that this is not only with regards to Sfiyas HaOmer, with regards to other mitzvahs as well. We learned that that it's actually talking about Tzitzit Kechavim. You don't have to stop eating half an hour before, but Tzitzit Kechavim, you may not start eating anymore. The Mishnah Berurah points out it's not only eating, it's also other engagements and operations that you want to start are time consuming. You may not start by Nacht. We learned also that if a person doesn't know the count, he is allowed to rely on his next door neighbor. However, it's not ideal. When you count, you should really know what the count is. You should not rely. When you count, you should know what the right figure is. But yeah, we just tell Yoitza. We learned also that the reason for that is because it has to get an interruption in between. If there's an interruption, then because you're counting, you're waiting, and then you're making a bracha, you're waiting, and then you're counting. That interruption is no good. So we said, from here, you can probably derive that if you make a bracha and you count two spheres, it's also no good because the first count that you made is interrupting between the bracha and the correct count, assuming that the second count was correct. So that would be a raya against this in this machloek is achronim. Now I forgot to mention one thing with regards to the issue of eating. That's a really important point. What are we talking about? How much food are we talking about? When we say we're not allowed to start eating, what kind of food are we talking about?
That would be the same as Bidikas Chametz,
no? Yeah, which was what? So it's talking about Achilas Kva. So anything which is considered Achilas Arai would be permitted. So that, what is Achilas Kva is a discussion in its own. But if you're having a snack, that would actually be okay. So that's probably an important addition to make. That if you're talking about a snack, a small amount, that would not be a problem. And you could eat that even after Tzitzit Kechavim. Right, okay, gentlemen. I wish you a very good evening. Keep well.